Okay, in our agenda packets that are online as well, and we had a few copies out there in the foyer for anyone that would like a copy. But the first item on our agenda is the minutes from our November 14th meeting. Anyone that's had time to review these online has knowledge of that meeting. Is there any corrections or issues with these minutes? Hearing none, we'll sign these into the record. Okay. First item we have a proclamation for Small Business Saturday, which is coming up. So we'll read this resolution here. Okay. Excuse me, our resolution proclamation. The Soap Commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, a proclamation of Small Business Saturday. Whereas Walker County recognizes the importance of small businesses to be the local economy and value that they bring to our community. Whereas small businesses provide employment for nearly half of America's workforce, according to the U.S. Small Business Administration. And whereas, along with retailers and restaurants, small businesses include services-based operations like event and lodging venues, hair salon, heating and air companies, insurance companies, lawn care and pest control. And whereas a recent small business impact study found 67 cents of every dollar spent at a small business stays in the local community. And whereas owners of small businesses contribute to the community by supporting school programs, sponsoring youth sports teams, participating in local events, and donating to the area nonprofit organizations. And whereas a majority of the U.S. consumers believe it is vital to support small businesses, and most are willing to pledge support for buy local type initiatives. Therefore, I, Shannon K. Whitfield, Soap Commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, do hereby proclaim Saturday, November the 30th as Small Business Saturday in Walker County, and encourage all citizens and visitors to the community to participate by supporting local stores, businesses, restaurants, and other independent merchants throughout Walker County. Signed and sealed the 26th day of November 2019. So I know we have the Chamber of Commerce here with us today and some of our small business owners. And so if y'all like to come forward.
Thank you, Kim.
If y'all want to come on around this way, be good. And we appreciate y'all being here. I wanted to give you as a small business a copy of the proclamation. We have some extra copies there. You won, and we have one here for the Chamber of Commerce. So anything you would like to add or say?
Thank you so much. We have Angela Drake here from Magnolia Treasures. She's got a new business there on Main Street in Lafayette, and then also Kim Carlock, who owns that So Mimi Boutique on the square. We just appreciate this recognition of Small Business Saturday. You know, we always want to support local businesses year-round, but especially in the holiday season. So this is a good reminder for local residents of the work that you do.
Absolutely. We appreciate both of y'all being here and being small businesses in our community. And y'all are definitely the engine of a community. So thank you for all you do and all the time and effort and energy that you put back into the community as well. So y'all got anything you want to add? Come shop Saturday.
Shop every day.
So y'all are both going to be open, yes. I think, too, Friday?
Friday and Saturday.
So Good Friday, you're going to be open at what time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Or 8 to 3.
8 to 3, 9 to 6.
9 to 6
on Friday, and then Saturday.
It will be 10 to 4 that day.
10 to 4 Saturday?
9 to 4.
9 to 4, okay. So everybody can come out on Friday or Saturday and help us celebrate and support our local merchants. Very good. Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you.
All right, Joe wants to get a picture here real quick of all of us on this wall. This is kind of... Okay, we have a resolution R31-19. Okay. Resolution of the Soap Commissioner of Walker County to appoint members of the Walker County Planning Commission. Whereas the Soap Commissioner of Walker County is the governing authority of Walker County, Georgia, and whereas by previous ordinances of Walker County, the Soul Commissioner appoints members to the Walker County Planning Commission for four-year terms, Walker County Code of Ordinance 34-32, and whereas vacancies will exist due to the expiring terms of Sid Adams and Scott McNabb on 12/31/2019. Whereas Sid Adams and Scott McNabb are duly qualified to serve as members of the Planning Commission and have expressed a willingness to continue to serve the people of Walker County in such capacity. Therefore, be it resolved, the Soul Commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, that Sid Adams and Scott McNabb are hereby approved and reappointed to the Planning Commission under such conditions that are set forth by law for the term concluding on December 31st, 2023. So it resolved and adopted the 26th day of November 2019. So we are so happy that Scott McNabb and Sid Adams have agreed to continue on the Planning Commission. They've done an outstanding job, and so happy that they are willing to continue service to their community. So we have a letter here for the record that I'll sign. It just says, Dear Mr. McNabb, it is with great pleasure that I reappoint you to the Walker County Planning Commission. Your term will begin on January 1, 2020 and expire December 31st, 2023. Thank you for continued support to the citizens of Walker County and your willingness to serve them in an important capacity. If I can provide any assistance to you, please do not hesitate to contact me. So we have one here for Mr. McNabb. And also the same letter going out to Sid Adams. Okay. Item number three, we have a letter of resignation that we need to read tonight. This is dated November 15, 2019 to Soul Commissioner Walker County. It says, Dear Commissioner, due to an ongoing medical issue, I must hereby resign my seat on the Walker County Planning Board effective November 30, 2019. I want to thank you and the citizens of Walker County for the opportunity to serve. Sincerely, Jack L. Michael. He's having to resign due to some medical challenges that he has. So, I didn't get a chance to go back and look to see how long Mr. Michaels had been on the planning board, but it's my understanding he's been on there for many years, has served very faithfully. So I have a letter also going to him dated today, November the 26th, to Jack Michaels. Mr. Michaels, I'd like to thank you for your service on the Walker County Planning Commission. We greatly appreciate your dedication and support to the citizens of Walker County, and I wish you the very best in your future endeavors. So sign this and we'll get this letter off to Jack. And I know the staff and the other members of the board are very much going to miss Jack. He's been a great contributor and been a great citizen. Okay, we have on our agenda purchase order 2020-101. And this is for some tires that we had to purchase on the 938H loader for the Walker County landfill. So this purchase order is in the amount of $15,814.81. And as we've been practicing for a little over 2 years now, anytime we have purchases that are out of the ordinary, that it's not in the normal course of our budget, the normal course of our daily business, that are in our budget, but we always want to come to the citizens and give explanation about the investment that we're making and how we're utilizing these dollars. So I've asked Payne Gilley is our our landfill director, and Payne, if you can give us a little bit of an overview of what you've got here on this purchase order.
Sure, these are wheels that are specially designed for our loader that works at our transfer station, and it works on a concrete surface, and they're solid tires, and they have a special grip to them, and these wheels are replaced about every 5 to 7 years. And we had essentially worn our existing wheels down to just about the rim, and we had to look for options, and this was the best option for us moving forward.
So you use the word wheels, but it's actually the tires, correctly?
The tires come pressed onto a rim.
Oh, it's already solid?
It's a solid tire that's mounted on it on a metal rim, and that's what's fitted to the wheel loader.
Okay.
And this is our workhorse equipment there at the transfer station. It's our main piece. It does the bulk of the lifting there.
Okay, and this was for how many?
For four tires.
For all four?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions or additional comments on this? Okay, and we do have these funds in our budget, and we will execute this purchase order. Okay. All right, at this time, that officially adjourns the action items on our agenda, but as always, we like to ask the public to come and participate in our meetings, and if anyone would like to come and address this meeting or make any public comment, we just ask that you keep your comments limited to Walker County and not get off into national politics or national issues. And also, we ask you to keep your comments brief and preferably around the 5-minute mark due to everyone's valuable time. So is there anyone that would like to come forward tonight and speak on any issue? Okay, well, hearing none, that pretty well wraps us up, and it is 14 minutes after 6, so that may be almost a new record.
Almost.
So we appreciate everyone coming out, and everyone have a happy Thanksgiving, and we look forward to seeing everybody back here in December. Y'all have a good evening. Have a good week.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.